Well, good morning. Welcome to church. It's lovely to see you. My name's the Reverend Trevor Young, the Senior Minister here. A very special welcome to any visitors that are here today. Please stay for morning tea afterwards and continue the fellowship with us. We love to get to know you. Today, we're continuing our little Bible teaching through the Psalms. We've picked four Psalms, and today we're thinking on, I'll explain a little bit further, the faithfulness of God. Last week we thought about how great God is. Four reasons for looking forward to tomorrow and facing the days that are coming. And so today we're thinking about the faithfulness of God. And so a sentence of scripture and set aside for today from Psalm 146 is, God is the maker of heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them. He remains faithful forever. And so what a better song or hymn to start and sing. And the very first one that we've got for today is All People That on Earth Do Dwell. Let's stand and sing this together.
His faithfulness at all times.
Father, we thank you for gathering us together this morning in obedience to your word. We pray that what we do is pleasing in your sight, and that we're encouraged that we came and met together this morning to praise you, the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please turn to the person next to you, just around before you sit down, and just say good morning, welcome to church, the Lord be with you. If you don't know who that person is, or just say hello, welcome, it's good to see you all. Well done. Take a seat.
Well, you don't know how hard it was to get this feather this morning.
I had to chase four chickens around the backyard to actually get this one feather here this morning. All right, so I've got one very unhappy chook at the moment. I was, despite the persuading and the tracing, I was like, can you give me a feather? No, that wouldn't do it. Finally, I had to get the severeness. I had to sneer. Well, I won't tell you how I got the feather eventually, but it wasn't too happy. But the purpose of this here is just to remind, to lead into our little Bible teaching time, and we're mindful that our young people and children are with us today as well. I both hear you've got a hat and a feather today. Now, if I were to drop them on the ground, I want you to tell me which one would eventually get to the ground first. What do you reckon?
That, of course. Let's try it and test it out, right? Whoa. Obviously. Let's try it again. Oh, all right.
Remember the feather, all right? No, that's right. All right.
Here. Let's see if they can still hear me, those who are listening to the service online. Here we go. Oh, that's good. All right. Thank you. Logic sort of prevails in all of that too. But what is the one constant in both these?
Gravity.
And what is faithful about gravity? Things, no matter what they weigh, or how big or small, will eventually be pulled down. So despite those things, the constant and the what is constant about our God, kids, is that like gravity, he is faithful to all his promises. Unlike people, we will let you down. But God is faithful to all his promises because he is loving towards all he has made. You matter very much to him. And it's a real great joy that you're in with us here this morning, over these school holidays periods and with your families. Well, we've had a greeting time, and please continue that time over morning tea when we gather after the service. But today's service will be up on the screen. Some bits will be in blue, some bits will be in black. The bits in blue are the bits that we invite you to say with me, and the bits that are in black are the bits that I say. But let's begin by first praising God by saying this to him together. Gracious God, we humbly thank you for all your gifts so freely given to us, for life and health and safety, for power to work, leisure to rest, and for all that is beautiful in creation and human life. But above all, we praise you for our Saviour Jesus Christ, for his death and resurrection, for the gift of your Spirit, and for the hope of sharing in your glory. Fill our hearts with all joy and peace in believing, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that all Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. Open our hearts to receive your word, that we may know you better and be thoroughly equipped for every good work, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Well, Young Land's going to come up and read to us from the Bible, and you can follow along on page 625 in your pew Bibles, or in the handout that was given to you in the bulletin as you walked in this morning by our welcomers. Thanks, Young Land.
Good morning. It is found on Psalm 146 today. today's reading. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, my soul. I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. Do not put your trust in princes, in human beings who cannot save. When their spirit departs, they return to the ground. On that very day, their plans come to nothing. Blessed are those whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord their God. He is the maker of heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them. He remains faithful forever. He upholds the cause of the oppressed and gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets prisoners free. The Lord gives sight to the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the foreigner and sustains the fatherless and the widow, but he frustrates the ways of the wicked. The Lord reigns forever, your God, O Zion, for all generations. Praise the Lord. This is the Lord of, is it? Word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God. We'll leave your Bible readings open there in front of you, and we're looking at Psalm 146 together. Well, Psalm 146 to 150 are known as the Hallelujah praises, or the Hallelujah Psalms. They're called the Hallelujah Psalms because in Hebrew, they begin and end with Hallelujah. And the English word or translation for hallelujah is praise the Lord. And so that's why they've been named the Hallelujah Psalms. They are, as so many of the Psalms, a miniature story of our whole lives in a way, which God promises to those who are faithful to him, who come to him, to God, to find rest, to find meaning for their souls. Our lives in relationship with God can begin and can end with inexhaustible blessing and satisfaction for those who are in Christ, for those who are in relationship with God, praising the Lord, not only each day, but for the whole of eternity. That is, remember, the chief end of mankind, when asked the question, what is the purpose of mankind? It's to glorify God and to enjoy him, to praise him forever. So let's look at Psalm 146 together. But first, let me pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you do not leave us up to ideas about who you are. You have made yourself known to us through your word. You have spoken in the past in many and various ways through the prophets. But in these last days, you've spoken to us once and for all through your Son, Jesus, and those who have seen him and witnessed him and written down your word to us. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your Spirit, your Holy Spirit, your presence, your power, your very being in us. He will guide us into truth, you've promised, as we read your word and pray that it be faithfully taught and applied to our lives. And so, Father God, help me now to teach your word correctly, and may we experience your Spirit guiding us into truth with a desire for this Psalms reading to praise you, the Lord, all the days of our lives, for you are faithful forever. Amen. Well, verses 1 and 2, let's look at them. Verse 1 and 2, a pledge to praise God, a lifetime of praise. Psalm 146 begins with an opening call, praise the Lord. And the call is in plural. It's not just there for the psalmist as a reflection for himself. It's not a suggestion or an option, but it's actually a summons. A summons not only to the psalmist himself, but to all who gather with him in the congregation, like you're doing this morning, to worship the Lord, to do so by praising the Lord. And the use of the plural and the word soul that describes one very being that is eternal suggests more than a mood of the moment, a flash of the pan, a sudden thing. Today we'll praise him, tomorrow we won't. But a sound, logical, worthwhile reason to pledge not only oneself, but one's own very being, but all people, all of God's people, to do so, to praise God for the whole of the time of our lives and into eternity, to glorify God and enjoy him forever. And to do so, not limiting oneself to the use of words as we would use them in a conversation, but to do so, note there, with the language of the soul itself. Look there at verse 2. Singing, singing. Praise the Lord, my soul. I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. But why? What reason does the psalmist give us to praise the Lord, to sing? Verses 3 and 4. Man is an inadequate saviour. Before the psalmist goes on to speak of reasons by virtue of the nature and person of God and to matters eternal, he begins his reasoning by exposing firstly the uselessness of our natural tendency to turn to man for lasting solutions, to look to man to provide salvation, rescuing in daily matters of little or great importance, for guidance, for protection, for provision, for wisdom, for reasoning, for reason, etc., etc. But man, even though he be a prince, a person of influence in more modern times, whose backing may well seem more solid and practical than God's at the time, is no adequate source of lasting help. For the reality of our experience, the psalmist tells us, exposes the truth. For he dies. Man dies. And what plans to help him and others will die with him. The cemetery is a reminder to us of the futility of putting our trust for all that we look for in life in man. For he will return to the dust as decreed by God. Genesis 3 verse 19. By the sweat of your brow you will eat your food until you return to the ground, since from it you were taken, for dust you are, and to dust you will return. Do not put your trust in princes. Verse 3 there, you'll see. In human beings who cannot save. When their spirit departs, they return to the ground. On that very day, their plans come to nothing. The psalmist is helping us to look beyond ourselves, beyond and others, beyond matters temporal, beyond man, to matters eternal that last beyond the grave, to a salvation, a rescuing, a solution, a grounding reason to praise the Lord that is not temporal, here today and gone tomorrow, but is lasting, that is actually eternal. Verses 5 to 9. God is faithful forever, he goes on to say. Here we find the reason for the psalmist's praise and for ours. He turns our thought now to the nature and person of God. Verse 5. Blessed, or more better translated, satisfied. Finding what one's looking for are those whose help is in the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord their God. Those reading the psalm would have known why the psalmist actually mentions the God of Jacob. Jacob was the father, or the grandson, of Abraham, the father, humanly speaking, of God's chosen people, the Jews. In a world at the time which has had as many gods as there were nations, and many people wanting to be seen to be and known as a god, The reader of the psalm would have heard the psalmist say to them by saying, the God of Jacob, saying to them, your God, our God, is the one true God. Your believing in him and living for him is the right way. You're on the right path with all God's chosen people, past, present, and future. Don't step off and don't be tempted to follow another way. Remember, God, your God, our God, look there at verse 5, he goes on, is the maker of heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them. Brings out the big guns, doesn't he? He, unlike man, remains faithful forever. As maker of heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them, all power to deliver, to save, to rescue, to help, is at God's disposal for the benefit, the blessing of those who put their hope in him, and faithful forever to do so. For unlike man, God has always been and forever will be and will never, ever die. But how has God shown his faithfulness, Trevor? And how has he done so forever? Look there at verses 7 to 9. By meeting the needs of the oppressed, the hungry, the prisoners, the blind, those bowed down by adversity, the refugee, the widow, and the fatherless, showing love to the righteous and frustrating the ways of the wicked. Yes, Trevor, but how? How? If the psalmist could reply, he'd remind them of the work of God in the past, his miraculous deeds to save, the Exodus, for example, and he does so in other psalms, his leading and providing for them in reaching a land of their own to live in. And he'd say, through him and his readers, God has been faithful and provided his chosen people, the way in which they have met them towards each other and the nations. I take it he would want me to point out back there to verse 5, to the words, and everything in them. We are part of the everything he has made. Being made by God, we are made for God and to do his will. And there are countless verses in the Old Testament that the psalmist and his readers would have known that it was through God's chosen people, through them, God chooses to show his faithfulness to meet our needs. And there are countless verses in the New Testament with the Old Testament for us to draw on to with the help of the Spirit of God, for God to meet those needs, to show his faithfulness, to which we can praise the Lord. I gather our thought needs to go to how willing, how available are we to be used by God in this way. Yes, Trevor, but take us back to verse 3 and 4. We can't look to the church to meet these needs perfectly. As humans, we will fail at times, disappoint, deliberately and accidentally. I take it we need to look to God to meet them in some other way, to satisfy us, to find hope, to give grounding reason to praise the Lord. Yes, man is an inadequate saviour, but God is faithful forever. Verse 3 speaks of a need that no man can meet, our greatest need, salvation. Look there with me, being right with God, saved from God's anger. Do not put your trust in princes, in human beings who cannot save. The prophets of the Old Testament spoke of one who would come, the Christ, the Messiah, God with us, who would meet that need perfectly. And all that the Psalm 146 promised. Isaiah was one of such prophets. In Luke 4, 16 to 21, and I apologize for not having the words up on the screen, But from Luke 4, 16 to 21, we read, "On the Sabbath day, Jesus went into the synagogue, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it was written, 'The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.' Then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him. He began by saying to them, 'Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing.'" In response to John the Baptist's question, "Are you the one who was to come? Are you the one whom we are to find our basic greatest need of being made right with you forever? Are you the one who was to come? Or should we expect another?" Our Lord Jesus replied, "Go back and report to John what you have seen and heard. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is proclaimed to the poor. Blessed is anyone who does not stumble on account of me." The Lord, the God of Jacob, Jesus Christ, stands in sharp contrast to the temporal help of man, of verses 3 and 4. "Do not put your trust in princes," the psalmist tells us, "in human beings who cannot save. When their spirit departs, they return to the ground. On that very day, their plans come to nothing. Blessed, satisfied are those whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord their God. He is the maker of heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them. He remains faithful forever." The Lord, your Lord, my Lord, our Lord, is faithful forever. Therefore, praise the Lord. And besides verse 10 there, look there, the Lord reigns forever. How short and fleeting is the life of man compared to God. How foolish they are to believe that they have no need for God. Calvin, in his commentary of the psalmist, wrote this: "Though God may throw loose the reins and suffer princes even to invade heaven in the wildest enterprises, the passing of their spirit like a breath suddenly overthrows all their counsels and plans. On that very day," verse 4, their plans come to nothing. "Blessed are those whose help is in the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord their God. He is the maker of heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them. He remains faithful forever." It is madness that man could think they can set no bounds to their hopes and desires, and to seize even the heavens in their ambition. It's madness. Finally, the psalmist does not restrict our praise to the present, as if we were the only ones able to praise the Lord. "The Lord reigns forever." Look there at verse 10. "Your God, O Zion, for all generations." Our reason to praise the Lord through all generations is that we are truly persuaded that God is faithful forever. It is no wonder our Lord invited us to come to him and said, "Come to me," Jesus said. all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. There is no other as faithful as God. Let's stand and say the psalm together, shall we? Let's praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, my soul. I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. Do not put your trust in princes, in human beings who cannot save. When their spirit departs, they return to the ground. On that very day, their plans come to nothing. Blessed are those whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord their God. He is the maker of heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them. He remains faithful ever. He upholds the cause of the oppressed and gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets prisoners free. The Lord gives sight to the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the foreigner and sustains the fatherless and the widow. But he frustrates the way of the wicked. The Lord reigns forever. Your God, O Zion, for all generations. Praise the Lord. Well, let's sing. Just Jesus said that if I thirst, I should come to him. No one else can satisfy, I should come to him. Jesus said, if I am weak, I should come to him. No one else can be my strength, I should come to him.
Jesus.
we can always come to Jesus. He is strong and faithful. We can always run to Jesus. As we did for the last psalm last week, we just gave ourselves a little moment after hearing the psalm preached and read and then sung about, just to pause and to think on how good God is, and to praise him and to thank him, and to realise we have reasons to face tomorrow. So take a moment now just to do just that. Being young or old, let's pause for a moment and thank God. Although we are the people of God, Scripture reminds us that we still sin. We fail. We're not perfect. People let us down. We let others down. We need to confess our failures, knowing that the Lord Jesus died for us and intercedes for us with the Father. To have an opportunity to know that God is willing to forgive and to give us a fresh start, and to know that there's no hard drive up there. He remembers no more. He chooses to forget and gives us that fresh start. So let's draw near to God, who freely forgives through his infinite goodness and mercy, and pray to him and sincerely say with confidence this prayer. Heavenly Father, we praise you for adopting us as your children and making us heirs of eternal life. In your mercy, you have washed us free from our sins and made us clean in your sight. Yet we still fail to love you and serve you as we should. Forgive us our sins and renew us by your grace, that we may continue to grow as members of Christ, in whom alone is our salvation. Amen. God is slow to anger. God is full of compassion. He forgives all who humbly repent and turn to his Son Jesus, in whom there is now no condemnation. Amen. Praise the Lord. Say together, praise the Lord. Amen. Well, Diane's going to come and join us. Firstly, Diane, come on up, and as you're coming up here, I'll wait for you to come up here with us, and then we'll say the family prayer together, and then Diane's going to lead us in further prayers. When asked by the disciples, and Jesus was asked, how do we pray? What do we say? Jesus gave us this prayer. And it's really interesting that he prays it like the psalmist did, in the plural, to help us to think not only of our own needs, but to realise that our needs are met. This is a corporate prayer, a family prayer. So let's pray it together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Thanks, Diane. Let's continue in prayer.
Join with me in the set prayer for the day, that we will be faithful to our baptismal calling. Almighty, eternal God, when the Spirit descended upon Jesus at his baptism in the Jordan, you revealed him as your own beloved Son. Keep us, your children, born of water and the Spirit, faithful to our calling. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Almighty and everlasting God, you are always more ready to hear than we are to pray, and to give more than either we desire or deserve. Pour down upon us the abundance of your mercy, forgiving us those things of which our conscience is afraid, and giving us those good things which we are not worthy to ask, except through the merits and mediation of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. Gracious God, you have prepared for those who love you such good things as pass our understanding. Pour into our hearts such love towards you, that loving you above all things, we may obtain your promises which exceed all that we can desire. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. God, our refuge and strength, you have created us in your image, yet we have all fallen short. Our world, your world, has become one full of hatred, bitterness, greed, and corruption through fallen humanity. We pray, loving Father, that all the world may come to know of your great love for them, and so to share in the peace that passes all understanding. Turn people's hearts away from vengeance and war, and restore peace to all areas in conflict. Bring safety and care to those facing environmental damage through drought, flood, and storm. Restore health and secure food supplies where there is starvation. Safe places to sleep where everything has been lost, and recovery and resettlement where homes are gone. In these times of extreme weather conditions across the world, give wisdom and compassion to governments in planning and implementing long-term solutions to restore hope for the future. But dear God, we ask that your promises can be shared and believed by those who have so far rejected you, and that many more will come to have a relationship with you and be assured of your plans for their future. Empower all your missionaries across the globe to lovingly share the good news where they are and tell of your saving grace for all people. We especially ask for your blessing on the work of the Thomases in Thailand and the Blairs and Pharisees in Australia, and that you will keep them safe and supported. We also pray for the Anglicare teams of chaplains in their work in schools, hospitals, prisons, the police force and defence force. Uphold them in their different roles and let your light shine through them. We bring to you in prayer those who lead and govern us in Australia, our Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and his ministers, Dominic Perrottet and the Premier and his party, and the mayor and councillors of our local council in Drummoyne. Direct their work and influence their decisions to the advancement of your glory and the safety and welfare of this country, so that peace and happiness, truth and justice may be established among us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Loving God, we pray for those who are hurting or lonely, and for those struggling with unhappiness in marriage or aloneness. Be our strength and comfort in every difficulty and struggle. Enable us all to experience your generous love and be renewed in our relationship with you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, whose Son Jesus Christ shared at Nazareth the life of an earthly home, bless our homes, we pray. Help parents to impart the knowledge of you and your love, and children to respond with love and obedience. Protect our young people from the evil one. May our homes be blessed with peace and joy. Almighty God, giver of life and health, hear our prayers and minister to all who are unwell. May they be restored to health of body and mind according to your will. Sustain them in their recovery. And in the presence of your people, give thanks to you through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Go before us, Lord, in all our doings, and with your most gracious favour, and further us by your continual help, that in all our works begun, continued, and ended in you, we may glorify your holy name, and finally by your mercy obtain everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all glory and honour, world without end. Amen.
Diane. Well, as Diane has prayed, we're mindful in January of making us aware as a church of the people for whom we share in ministry with beyond these walls. And as Diane prayed, we here at Abbotsford Anglican are about being partners in the gospel, partners in ministry beyond the walls to various agencies of care and chaplaincy as well. and through gospel ministry. And so this in January, and the theme has been hearing, seeing, praying and giving. And so we'll be praying for the Thomases serving in Thailand. We'll be praying for the Blair family as well, who are working with refugees. And also we'll be praying for and supporting the work of the Pharisees, who were once the student ministers here, I understand, in far west Western Australia, in Kununurra, with Bush Church Aid Society. And each month we'll set aside a month for these missionaries. Their information as to how to pray for them is at the back of the church on the back table, the mission table. And also at the end of the pews, there'll be a little envelope that if you wish to give towards that ministry to support them, you can do so by placing something in that and in the offertory box as you leave church of a Sunday. Also, we'll be praying for and supporting the work of chaplaincy by our prayers and from guest speakers coming in chaplaincy, those who are hospital chaplains. The Reverend David Anthonis will be with us in a few weeks' time, who is the chaplain at Concord Hospital. We'll also be mindful and listening to prison chaplains who will come and tell us of their work, defence chaplains, police chaplains, school chaplains and SRE, and also at the end of the year we'll be providing the opportunity to support, to meet the needs of those and show the faithfulness of God forever through supporting the work of Toys and Tucker with gifts. Thank you for those who gave towards that last year for those. We managed to kept here four Anglicare hampers, of which we've given three away. And if you know of anyone who may like a hamper, then please let me know. Also, we'll set aside a Sunday in the year where a lecturer from Moore College will come, or a guest from Moore College will come and remind us of the work of the college in raising up women and men in our diocese to be ministers of the gospel, to serve in this diocese and beyond, and to pray for that work and to give towards that. But also there are opportunities for us to gather as women and men through the year as well, and young people. And so the first of one of these events is coming up on Saturday, January the 28th. Men, we've got a breakfast. I know Rosemary's got some things planned for you women as well. But men, we're having a breakfast here, and it's the first of a number of monthly events that we'll hold together. So if you'd like to come to that, it's on Sunday the 28th of January. The cost is $5. Just place your name on the notice on the mission table at the back of church today. Thank you for regularly supporting financially this church over 2022. And we encourage you to think of doing so and continuing to do so in 2023, this year, online or via the offertory box at the back of the church. Thank you for giving towards ministry and supporting it. At the end of our church each Sunday, wonderful, godly people, our brothers and sisters, mothers and fathers in the Lord, a couple of them each Sunday are volunteered to be up the front here and to pray for you if you have any personal needs. You can trust them with your prayers, and they are there willing to comfort and to hear you and to pray with you. And today, Dick and Barbara will be up the front here. Dick, where's your hand? There you are. And Barbara, where are you? There they are. They'll be up the front to pray for you if you should need some personal prayers this morning. After church, please stay for morning tea. And thank you for those who have volunteered to provide morning tea for this morning. Be COVID safe still. When you've got your morning tea, gather it and go out into the playground and continue the fellowship. If you're new or visiting us today, please come up and say hello to me again. Remind me of your names again. We'd love to see you again if you're able to. And please continue to stay for the fellowship. The sentence of scripture for this morning came from Psalm 146. We were reminded there is no one as faithful as our God. God is the maker of heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them. He remains faithful forever. And our final song picks up on this, that we live by grace and praising him. As the ladies come up and the same come up, the first thing we'll do is we'll stand and we'll say together what we believe in this statement of belief leading into the song. Let me ask you this question. Do you believe in God the Father, We believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe in God, the Son? We believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. From there, he will come to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in the Holy Spirit? We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Change.
Father, take us and use us to love and serve you and all people in the power of your Spirit and in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and all peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord in the name of Christ. Yeah.